We asked Vern about the wild card hunt because we know multiple teams are in front of the Royals right now in the standings. In fact, the Royals are four back. The Rangers are a game and a half back. The Guardians a game and a half back. The Yankees currently occupy the final wild card spot. So really we're talking about those Red Sox, Mariners, Yankees, Guardians, Rangers all in front of the Royals. And other than Cleveland, every one of those teams above them, fair to say, are just better.
That's where, so I was doing an exercise. When I asked Vern that question yesterday, I was doing the exercise like earlier in the day where you're trying to, you know, talk yourself into it, right? You know, like where you have one opinion of something, and you're like, you know, maybe I'm looking at this wrong. Let me look at the other side. I'm going to talk myself into the Royals as a playoff team. That's the you know, and like doesn't mean you have to like believe it at the end, but like that's the exercise. And a huge hang-up I was having, Gold, was the answer to that question. If I asked you, Gold, or Drew, or me, or any other Royals fan, and I said, of the AL wildcard teams who are in or around you, which ones do you think that you are definitively better than, the same as, or worse than? And I came up with, unfortunately, far more teams I think they are worse than the other two categories. I do not think they're as good as the Boston Red Sox. I do not think they're as good as the Seattle Mariners, who I think have a better lineup and just as good of a pitching staff. I do not think they are definitively better than the Yankees, although that's coming closer to reality. But part of that is I think they're probably better than the Yankees without Aaron Judge, but I don't think that they're necessarily better team than the Yankees when Aaron Judge is on their team. So if you ask me today, as they sit, are they better than the Yankees? Sure. Are they better than the Yankees a week from now? Not as sure. When they get Cole Reagans back, let's have a conversation. The only teams in the mix that I think they're better than, I think they're better than the Guardians. I know the Guardians are playing good baseball, and they are one of the most frustrating teams for this reason. They'll stay in a hunt, even after they trade players away, when it appears their roster is depleted. And they'll just keep winning games, and you'll be annoyed by them. But I think they have a better roster than the Guardians. And I think that they have as good of a roster as the Rangers. I do not think they are better than that team. So, like, I just listed off every wildcard team, Gold, and there's only a single team I think they're better than. The Guardians. I think they are worse or the same than the other ones. That can't be good, right? That can't be good for their wildcard hopes.
Well,
you don't feel
not.
Any different, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not good. You gotta eventually beat up all those teams. I still think the upcoming 9-game stretch, if you think there's any chance of them getting hot, it has to be during this 9-game stretch. Otherwise, they're going to be in the spot that I've kind of said they're going to be, which is 3 under and 3 above. That range. That's the range they're going to live in, and that's not going to be good enough for the playoffs, but it's going to tease you enough for the final 50
games. I'd like
games.
Them to get to the 3 up
that's,
part.
Well, sure.
Yeah, you keep saying that number. They've just been 3 below to even.
Yep. So that's the range, though, man. And I think the teams in front of them, if you even look at the betting markets, I mean, the Royals, a week ago, believe it or not, a week ago, they were 4-1. The Royals are now 7-1 to make the playoffs. It's gotten worse odds-wise to make the playoffs, even though they've been
playing
better.
They're pretty much the same number of games back. Yeah.
Guardians are +235 to make the playoffs. Boston is -450 to make the postseason. The Yankees are -420. The Mariners are -450. Again, so all these.
And like I said, the Yankees are -420. That's a bad bet.
Then the Rangers are +132. The only team with plus odds as well as the Royals to make the postseason of this group are the Rangers. And the Rangers are, what is that, 3 games in front of the Royals?
Two and a half games
in front of the Royals.
Yeah, 2.5 games.
So
like the betting market, the if they're about the same odds, they think what we think, which is the Rangers and the Royals are.
Well, no, the Rangers are +150. That's what I'm saying. Man. They're the only other team with plus money, but the Royals are 7-1. The Rangers are +150.
I was really trying to look at this objectively and be like, do I think that they're better than these teams? And I looked at their rosters and they're. And, you know, the runs per game, that's just never going to look good.
Someone says, doesn't matter if they're better, just got to get hot. And that's what I'm saying about the 9 games.
I think it's less likely they're getting hot because they're the worst of those teams.
But if you think they're going to get hot, then it has to happen during this next 9 games or it's just not happening, guys.
Yeah, that's the reality of it. Right now, the Kansas City Royals possess the third best team ERA in all of baseball. The Rangers have the best. Like, Boston has the 7th best. Like, the teams that they're up against, the one big advantage they have are the Yankees can't pitch. The Yankees are a bad pitching team, Gold. And when there's no Aaron Judge in the middle of your order hitting 60 home runs and getting 130 RBI, well, that offense doesn't look so dangerous either. Jazz Chisholm's not going to carry them the rest of the way. They don't look quite as dangerous without Aaron Judge in their order, even though, and they can't pitch. So, like, the Royals are definitely a better team pitching-wise than the Yankees. And to Vern's point, roster-wise, I actually think they might be as good as the New York Yankees. But the Yankees have owned the Royals consistently over the last couple of years as this team has been pretty good, and this year. So we run into those problems. My biggest hurdle right now in talking myself into it, even if they win 6-3 over the next nine, and we can talk about that more tomorrow, even if they win on the streets, my biggest issue is that they're going to have to get hot or hotter than four teams I think are better than them. That's tough.